Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Totally Traumatic Brain for Brain Damage Radio. It's for survivors of brain injury and their families, their caregivers, their friends, and anybody just curious. I think that what I talk about here, the principles of your higher power, are good for everybody. But why I decided to do the show again is because I was realizing that so many of these precious principles to live a better life and the life most desired were sort of all these movements were focused on, or let's say missing, how to apply that when you're in recovery from brain injury, when you're a caregiver and you're at a loss of what to say, how to do it, your life is slipping away into the problems of helping your survivor of brain injury. Brain injury is very unique. It brings a lot of joy and a lot of creativity and a lot of beautiful things and insights and higher powers of insight which occurred with me and my brain injury. And instinct can build. It's a beautiful thing, like a rose or like a flower blooming. But the thorns, all the things that are the complications and the difficulties are what the hurdles are. All the beauty in life is kind of, it's the contrast. We have beauty to contrast when things aren't going so well. With recovery, there's a lot of stumbling and a lot of complications with everyone's life when one is trying to regain who they are, which they can't do anymore. Survivors cannot regain. I could not. I am a survivor of traumatic brain injury. Again, my name is Tyler Stanley, and you have come to Totally Traumatic Brain. And my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, is my journey of my recovery through romantic poetry. My show hopes to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury, to live with less resistance, and to embrace the laws of the higher potential, your higher potential. As my mother had taught me, from the books of Robert Collier and written in the 19, it's amazing. Robert Collier had this concept in 1932. Well, actually, probably had it long before then and actually practiced it. I'm going to actually look up a little more about Robert Collier's life. I understood he left the family fortune and went and worked in a coal mine. And I think this is where he realized and grew and came up with the principles in order to help people survive that, and he survived that, even though he could always go home to the family business, which was a huge publishing company by that time. I think they did Collier Encyclopedias or something way back when. Boy, that's a long time ago, I think, before computers. Anyway, so on with, again, I'm an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI enthusiast. So enthusiast, what does that mean? I celebrate my having brain injury. Sounds a little crazy, I guess so, but you know what? It's freeing, and it freed me, and I want to help you be free. It has made me who I am. I have a unique personality carved out over time from brain loss. So the show is open chat. I'm still struggling to figure out how to do this little microphone thing, so bear with me if you're calling in. The guest call-in number is 619-924-0793, and just be patient with me. I'm learning, and I work, so it's kind of hard to always come back and try and find on Blog Talk, you know, how-to list on how to pick up the switchboard phone. So I get callers, and I'm very sorry, and I'm frustrated myself, so please be patient with me that I didn't pick up your call. I'm gonna get it. I promise. All right, my website is, my old website is tylerstanley.net. Our new website is totallytraumaticbrain.com. Okay, the new website's totallytraumaticbrain.com. Take a look. and I have Weekender there. I want you to submit your stories. I want you to write a story, whether you're a caregiver. I want to hear your what you're dealing with and how you're dealing with it, no matter what you write. Survivors, I want survivors to write and write your story. Tell us something that's important to you, and that would be sent to my email, Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. That is Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. Okay, so we're kind of doing the freelance thing here, and the write-up is, I did not put that I was going, I did not schedule a show for this morning until this morning. So, and I did that, and I put here that that the reason I decided to get up and get going on the show was because when I woke up, I thought, you know, what comes next? I didn't have what comes next. But when I woke up this morning, I thought, what is next? Well, it is what is. And I thought, okay, well, what is it for me, okay, today, in this last week? I'm in a lot of transition right now. And transition can bring a lot of tough decisions to bear. Because if you're in a transition, then that means that there's some paths opening up. And what those paths are may be difficult paths. They may be positive paths. Maybe a path is leading you to a dream job or walking or adjusting to a wheelchair or to some sort of prosthetic. Maybe it's learning to deal with doctors. Maybe it's learning to deal with your family after injury. There's a lot of transitions. Transitions can be anything. And for survivors of traumatic brain injury, then there are those transitions that are usually just around recovery. As I recall, and every day, I mean, there's no cure for brain injury. I have transitions every day in consideration of my brain injury and where I'm at. So how can you settle into a calm space, place, to make decisions? Because once we make decisions out of a bad feeling, generally those decisions don't go well. Now, I don't know about your experience, but my experience is if I make decisions out of a bad place where I'm at, then it usually isn't the right decision. So what I've learned to do, practicing the principles of my higher power and affirming the positive in my life, is to develop better judgment by applying those principles. So what happens when I build those principles and I start redirecting those negative thoughts, what I'm doing is kind of getting myself into a groove, getting myself into a calm space and bringing down the level of upset, bringing down the level of trauma. And so getting to, and I just work myself over a few days or whatever it takes, and I work myself into a place where I call just be. A good friend of mine told me that, so I'm pulling that from her. She said, just be. And I thought, what the heck does that mean? Well, it's so simple. That's what these principles are. Humans tend to make everything so much more complicated, and I am super part of that group. But what I've learned about these principles is take it to heart, believe it, and apply it. They're simple, so make it simple. But again, you want to get back to that platform. You want to make that platform smooth. Even a missile needs a launch pad. So what makes us think we can just fire off and make all these decisions when we don't have a base? So create the base in which good decisions come. So that's being stable. That's stabilizing yourself like a missile. Get down into that launch pad. Find that launch pad. Stick there until the time is right to make a decision. Don't be impatient. Try not to be impatient. Again, it's the impatience that sometimes can make us make bad decisions, because then we're just kind of shooting off and we're not putting the proper thought into it. Sometimes it requires listening to our caregivers and listening to people who maybe have a little more experience or they're invested in our making a right decision. So friends can be that. So I know that I've leaned on my friends so many times, and since, you know, it's been a little bit, I've lost my parents. So my friends have become my family of choice, and they have helped me tremendously. but they can't really take responsibility or tell me how to make a decision. They just help me get to that B space and encourage me to kind of sit back and think about it. So you're getting that launch pad stable. And then, you know, there's also about decision making that can kind of provide a little of impatience, and that is around comparing ourselves to others. I don't know if you do that, but I can tend to do that. I think, gee, I have a doctorate degree in law. I've made all these amazing accomplishments. I have a license and insurance to do financial advising. I've gone and I've passed these tests. I've gone out and done this. When doctors roll the script back, said that I would not amount to anything, that I would be a vegetable. And it was my mother's belief in these principles, implying these principles to me, that made all those things happen. Walking the law school graduation stage, there wasn't anybody in that class that was more apt to fail than me. And many people in law school, there's an attrition rate that's like watching leaves fall off a tree. It's fast. People just drop out of the first year. And after the first year, the tough survive, right? So I was one of the ones that passed. We took a baby bar the first year, and I passed the damn thing. So for somebody who was told years ago, and then my accident, well, I was 17. So I've had a long recovery road. I spent a lot of time on this road, and I know what it looks like and how it works for me. But I also volunteer to help others, families, and survivors of traumatic brain injury. I'm going to start interviewing some folks that will help bring some good information to you. So that's going to come pretty soon. But, you know, I still will compare myself to people because I'm not where, if knowing that, you know, I have this doctorate degree and all of this, you'd think, boy, I should really be someplace big. I should be, wow, doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm not. Because, you know, I've fallen. I've made poor choices, and I am where I am. But you know what? I am where I am, and I'm here on the radio. I'm working on sending out my next book. Again, my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, is at Amazon or I think on the websites. I've got more work that's done, and I'm going to start pursuing. Because I realized in my transition of job and all of these kinds of very basic survival things that I wasn't answering my own call. Since my mother died, I just stopped writing. And now I'm ready to get back up on it again. So I found a publisher, and I'm going to hope that they actually entertain the thought of taking on my book. Now, that's more rejections when you send a book around. There's more rejections than anything, and I certainly have faced in my publishing life a lot of rejections, but I'm very proud of my book of poetry of Counting the Days, and that stems from my recovery. It is really, really real and genuine from my heart. And so in that transition space, the last thing you want to do is bring on the comparison thing, because that will only set you up to be in a negative space. And then again, you can't make good decisions, I don't think, in my view, out of a negative space. So what do you want to do? You want to compliment yourself and appreciate yourself. Never underestimate the power of that. Never underestimate the power of that. And again, each downside to recovery, each fall of failure, each missed opportunity, each passed up promotion, each time someone says you must take baby steps first, and each time a doctor says that you can't do this or that, you'll never amount to anything. Like for me, you know, the best I'll ever do is put bathroom fixtures in a plastic bag for the rest of my life. Well, that didn't happen. Where was that doctor when I walked the stage of graduating from law school? I would like to have that doctor eat his words. Sometimes neurologists aren't very smart, because they're focused on the problem, like lawyers. We focus on the problem and getting the facts together. And the job isn't, per se, to find out what's right and what's left. And I think that's a missing component in medicine, actually. So baby steps And, you know, sometimes we can get angry and frustrated over people telling us that we have to start from the beginning. And really, that's kind of true. Depending on your situation, I don't know what it is. But, you know, primarily that's true. You know, you don't become president without getting a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. And in America, what comes next is a law degree. I think all the politicians have law degrees. Maybe that's a problem. Anyways, so what you want to do is get yourself set up where you're in a space to make good decisions. And even if you make a decision out of 20 minutes or a half hour of feeling good, that decision is going to have far more positive weight for you than if you make that decision out of a negative place. So the negativity the negativity just negates anything positive. And I know that's simply said. And I know this stuff is hard, even though it's very simple. But we want to hold on to the positive. And how we can do that, some of the ways we've talked about it before, some of the ways to do that are to think, now today in California, it happens to be a pretty sunny day. It's not as warm as I kind of would like it because I'm kind of a warm weather person, but it's coming. But it's a beautiful sunny day. It's not raining. I tend to really not like rain too much unless I'm in Hawaii, and then it's warm and it's sunny, and that rain I can handle. I love that rain. But what we have today, so I'm feeling good. So I'm going to be in my B space today. I have some challenging decisions to make. I have a tough phone call to make, and I have a lot of work to do, and I'm kind of a little stressed about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to think about this beautiful sunny day. I'm going to take my dog for a walk, Gizmo, and just be in a space of be. I'm not going to make any decisions till I get my launch pad ready. And right now, this minute, you're helping me do that. So I'm going to secure my launch pad, because also, if you're going to stick a missile in your launch pad, you don't want the thing not screwed down. You want to make sure that it's planted firmly. It's stable. So plant yourself firmly. Get stable before you make those decisions, okay? Again, you can get my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain by Tyler Stanley. That's me. And I've got some good, really, really good poetry there. One of my favorites is JVM and then San Francisco Birthday. That is sort of a birthday poem to the beautiful city I love so much. I'm pretty close to San Francisco for any of you that have been there. And the Golden Gate Bridge is beautiful today. It's coming out of a fog, I'm sure. I'm not that close, but I know the bridge pretty well. So when something you desire doesn't happen for you right away, it's making those plans. Maybe you have done everything possible. Maybe you've done, people say, okay, do X, Y, and Z, and you get the X. And you've done all that, and it's still, so it's a missed opportunity. And it's hard to feel good about ourselves when we've missed an opportunity or we're not where we want to be. But it's patience, isn't it? It's patience. And the other thing is self-blame is very, very dangerous. For those of us who can do that, I'm a long way from that now, but I sure remember blaming myself for everything. If I didn't have that opportunity, if I did all the right things and didn't get it, I just blame myself for this and that. And sometimes it was like, I just don't want a brain injury. I just don't want a brain injury. I want to have the same tools everybody else has that doesn't have brain injury. But I can't get away from it. You can't run and you can't hide. So what I learned to do is accept it and love it. And I love my brain injury. And I went to an event last night. And I had so many friends. I just couldn't believe. I'd been gone for a while traveling to Southern California, and I'm back now 5 months. And I could not believe going to this event how many hugs I got from people, and how many people said they were so happy to have me back. And when am I going to move back into the closer to the community so they can see more of me? And this, and I'm a person with brain injury. I've had a tough haul of my recovery. And so, you know, it's building that character, remanufacturing that self, and put in that script that you're going to rebuild yourself by, put in that you're, you know, you're going to build a genuine, honest human being. And it's so rewarding. And somebody that I didn't know really well came up to me, and we were talking about some things. We're kind of on the same page, talking about politics and all of this, and saw eye to eye. And she said, "My God, do you know everybody here?" And I said, "Yes, I do. I've been gone for almost 3 years, I think it is. And you know, and these are people that I do things for. One gal is mostly a women's group I belong to in the area, and one gal, she's still hikes, and she's 80, she hikes. And so don't let age stop you either. We already have enough of issues with the brain injury, so don't add that one, okay? Just ignore it. Ignore age. I just throw it out. I don't even answer questions about it. Just throw it out. So what you want to do is, you know, you want to think about, you know, don't build your new self haphazardly. Have a plan. Have a script, and it's very rewarding. So those are the things that build that launch pad. So I came away from the event feeling pretty darn good, like I really had family and people who cared about me. So anyways, this person, I'll call her Elle, she just went in the last couple of days, went into a quote-unquote retirement home. She's taking it okay, but it's a bit depressing. And I'm going to go see her and spend some time with her if I can, once my schedule kind of settles down and I know kind of what I'm doing. Then I'm going to spend at least a week, I hope, to go see her and help her through the transition. So another thing that's about building positive feelings is doing things for others. There's all kinds of things around you that you can do that, as a survivor, that you can do for your caregiver. I could not read a recipe. I still can't, because it makes my brain hurt to read recipes, because it's like, you know, tablespoon of this and a half a thing of this. And I said, the hell with it. I can't even fathom that. So I learned to cook the TBI brain damage way. And I actually even did a TBI cookbook. Maybe that'll be an idea someday, but I don't know. Anyways, so it's not as good as the idea for the light bulb, but, you know, who knows who could use it. But I use it, okay? So you just throw a bunch of stuff in there, and I've got some pretty good recipes out of it. And so you just kind of, you kind of wing it. But that's what I did for my mom. That's the only reason I ever went near a kitchen, because I had a number of years of recovery first. So first of all, you know, in my accident, you know, I had to get through the fact that I needed to walk again. I needed to talk my brain to work, because I was pitched out of a moving, burning car going 97 miles an hour. And I was pitched out on the highway on my head. So splat with that. So you can imagine the shape I was in. And I'm here to talk about it. So also faith. That's another thing is faith. And this is what I use. And my faith in God and the universe really pulls me out of some negative, discouraging things. And discouragement is probably, in my mind, the most evil thing, disease that can get into our system. And there's just no way you want to let that live in you. You just want to just knock that out right off the bat. You want to just, and faith, or, you know, basketball, or whatever makes you happy, or maybe it's getting up out of that wheelchair and taking a few steps. That's fabulous. That's what I'm talking about. Wherever you are in your recovery, there is something you can do to negate bad feelings that are going to get in, and they're going to grip you. They're going to own you like aliens. One of my favorite shows is, and I never watched Star Trek much when it was on. Didn't really appeal to me. Everybody was always running from little round fuzzy things blowing on the ground on some new planet and screaming and shooting their face. I just thought it was stupid. So I never really got into it. Until just recently with Netflix, I got on and I'm watching, for the second time, I'm watching Star Trek, The Voyager series. That is awesome. That's one of the best TV shows I've ever seen. Okay. You know, that's right up there with Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock and, you know, some really amazing scripts of writing, great writing. This is particularly of interest to me because we have a president running, a female running for president. We have a hot political time right now, and everybody's discriminating against everybody. Human beings just aren't what we really think we are. We're just really lesser, I think, on that plane. I think we just have a lot of growth to do in that area of accepting disability and accepting, you know, the differences in all of us. And this Voyager is what the world I would like to live in. I would like to live on that ship, spaceship. And because people have what we would call disabilities, but it's a part of their component. It's a part of their forehead or their arms or their face or their heads, or they got stuff growing all over the place. And it's all just acceptance. There's not, oh, look at that person is different. Look at that person has something growing out of their head, or they have weird ears or whatever. They all work together. And I love the fact the captain's a female. She's brilliant. What's her name? McGrew, I think, or something, in real life. And she's Janeway, Captain Janeway. She is fabulous. But that spaceship, I want to move there, and I want to live there because of the acceptance and the care and the love that goes into that team. And there's not 20 people on Voyager that are not working. They're sleeping late. They're not getting up. You know, they're going to, you know, be taken care of. There's nobody being taken care of. Everybody has a purpose, and they get to choose that purpose. So they're put in the best fit jobs. Their duties are fitting to their knowledge, their expertise, and any cultural differences that enhance that position. And I want that world. I want to go anywhere and see people with disabilities working. I want to see somebody in the bank in a wheelchair working. I want to see more of it. This is 2016. And so what I hope to do with this show and my work for you, I hope it is that we can start a revolution. And we can start that revolution now. We can start it now. We can start it here. And I want to hear about your ideas. What would your Voyager look like? You can turn on the show on Netflix, and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to. As a scriptwriter, wannabe scriptwriter and filmmaker, you know, that's something I have to accept and wake up every morning still happy to be alive and embrace my brain injury when I didn't, you know, I went to law school for different reasons because I didn't know myself then. And I wish I had gone to film school. That would have been much more fitting. And now it's a little late for me. Unless I sell a screenplay, it's kind of late for me. Or if my book launches, my new book, if a publisher picks it up. So I'm kind of precariously, so I have a few screws loose in my launch pad. So I'm trying to nail all that down and stabilize and find out what direction to go so I can maybe take some online. So, all right, so our time is up. Our time is up. I want to thank you again for being here. The website is totallytraumaticbrain.com. Tyler at totallytraumaticbrain.com is the website. And I just want to thank you for listening, and I will have this worked out with picking up the calls as soon as I can, but at least you have a way to reach me. And have a fabulous day, super fabulous day. I hope it's there you are. Thank you very much. And one other thing, just if you do have that writing, please send it to me. I really would like to start building up the blog space for Weekender on the website in order to, and I'm also going to do some book signings. I've just committed myself to that. So I want to do as many book signings as I can, starting with Mendocino and Marin. Book passages, hopefully, is my goal. But I don't know. You know, I'm going to put myself out there. Like, you're going to put yourself out there. You're going to take that next step in your recovery. You're going to listen to the doctors, but you're not going to base your whole life on what they say. You're going to talk to your caregivers. You're going to talk to your friends, but you're going to build an inner conversation with yourself. And really, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to remake your life. Take advantage of it. It's a blank canvas, a blank screen. Go for it. All right. I wish you well, and thank you. Thank you for listening. All right. See you next week. Talk to you next week. And that is it. So enjoy.